The Joy of a Statuary. There is a thing in Scotland called a statuary, and I have always wanted one. If you look in the dictionary, it is defined as a summer house or gazebo, somewhere for the rare, warm evenings. But that is far too fancy a definition, far too posh and neat. A statuary isn't smart. For the statuaries that I have long admired are the ones tacked on or improvised, a lean-to off the side of a shed with a wicker chair and a candle, a repurposed greenhouse, gently dripping, but set up with a stove and proper coffee, an abandoned horse box overlooking the hills. It is somehow the way that the outside comes in that is the point. And it would also argue with the idea that they are for languid summer evenings. No. For me, the whole point is prolonging the time that you can be outside in Scotland. They are for autumn and spring, and sometimes, if you're very lucky, for winter. The rain and wind threatening to come in, the dripping in the corners, the spiders and seed pods, this is somehow the point. They are somewhere to be that is both inside and outside, hands around a cup of tea, taking it all in, jumper on. I am a great reader of novels by Anne Tyler. They are set in Baltimore, and the characters seem to spend much of their time putting up or taking down porch screens. The porches feature so much that they are almost a character themselves. I have never spent time in Baltimore or on a screened porch, but it occurred to me that these may well be a type of statuary, a space thinly divided from outside. I may well be wrong about this. They may indeed be very spruced up indeed. They could be very smart. But it gave me an idea, and I asked Ewan how difficult it would be to tack temporary screens onto the deck that is at the back door. Movable screens that could be stored over the summer, but protect me from the rain in the winter. And now they're up, and I can write outside, sitting at a little table, sheltered from the worst of the wind, but still able to smell the rain. There is even a wood burner on the open side, and at night we can wrap up in sleeping bags and watch the stars. It also turned out to be a great place to overwinter plants and to store the pumpkin harvest.